A Malaysian court today fined 12 Muslims and sentenced one of them to a week in prison for illegally protesting the construction of a Hindu temple and parading a severed cow's head. The protest last August stoked tensions among Malaysia's three main ethnic groups, the Malay Muslim majority and the Chinese and Indian minorities, most of whom are Buddhists, Christians, or Hindus. Father Lawrence Andrew is the editor of Malaysia's Catholic weekly Herald. He told us that the outcome of the trial demonstrates the government's attitude towards minorities.
If Indians or non-Muslims or non-Malays had protested this in front of a mosque, they would have been imprisoned by now and done speedily. This is not going to be a healthy thing for us because we will know as non-Muslims that if Muslims attack us, we will not find justice meted out in this case because they will protect their own people. And so the supremacy of the Malay race, this will always remain. And we have to pray that this attitude will change because there is growth in the nation and the nation can change. But it all depends on the leadership. The leadership has to recognize that there is not only one race, even though they're saying that all races are welcome in the nation, but basically there is only one race that are being catered for. And this is the sad part, and I think we will all have to rise up to this occasion of challenging the government, probably in the next general election.